Title: Mono Compatible Brake Layering Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass drum stack that sounds huge in stereo, but still hits properly when everything gets summed to mono. This matters way more than people think, because the moment your track hits a club system, a phone speaker, a Bluetooth box, or even just certain DJ mixers, stereo can collapse fast. And if your layers are fighting each other, your kick gets weak, your snare goes papery, and the break starts sounding hollow and facey. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean, repeatable workflow in Ableton Live for layering a character break with a solid kick and snare, while keeping the low end stable and the stereo width only where it's actually safe. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to pick 174. Now create three audio tracks, one called break, one called kick, one called snare. Optional, but nice. Create a return track called Drum Room. We'll use it later for a controlled bit of space. Now select the break, kick, and snare tracks and group them. In Ableton, that's Command or Control G. Name the group Drum Bus. Cool. Now we build the stack. Step 1. Choose a break and prep it. Drag a break loop into the break track. Anything works. An Amen-ish break, a Think-style break, or a modern crunchy loop. The key is that it has motion, ghost notes, and vibe. Click the clip and go to the warp settings. Turn warp on. Set the mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Make sure transient loop mode is off. And start with the envelope somewhere around 0 to 20. Here's the teacher note. The envelope in beats mode is basically your tightness control. Low values keep it natural, higher values get more choppy and controlled. For DNB, you usually want it fairly tight, but not so tight that it sounds like it's being chewed up. Now align the break to the grid. Zoom in. Set the start marker exactly on the first real transient, and loop one bar or two bars. Before you layer anything, hit play and make sure the break loops cleanly and grooves. If the loop feels off right now, adding layers won't fix it. It'll just be wrong, but louder. Step 2. Make the break mono safe before layering. On the break track, insert utility first. Set width to 100% for now, and turn on mono temporarily. This is not a make it mono forever move. This is a checking tool. We're using mono like a flashlight. We flip it on to reveal problems. Now after utility, at EQ8, high pass the break around 120 to 200 Hz. Start at 150. If the break is boomy, use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. Optional moves. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Now turn utility mono back off. Leave utility on the track, because we're going to keep coming back to it. Why are we doing this? Because breaks often have messy low-end information, and sometimes that low-end is stereo in a way that feels cool alone, but it destroys the punch when you layer a kick. In DNB, the low-end is sacred. Your kick and bass need that space. Step 3. Add a clean kick layer as your mono anchor. Pick a punchy kick sample. Avoid long 808 style tails for this beginner stack. You want something that hits and gets out of the way. Program a simple DNB pattern. A classic rolling idea is a kick on beat 1, and then another kick a bit later in the bar, like on the end feel. Keep it minimal. Let the break provide the movement. On the kick track, add utility first. Set width to 0%. This forces mono. That's your anchor. Optionally pull the gain down a few dB for headroom. Then add EQ8. If it needs a bit of weight, try a gentle low shelf around 60 to 80 Hz, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB. If it's muddy, cut a little around 200 to 300 Hz. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Leave boom off at first. Turn transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to get that knock. Teacher note, drum bus is basically a cheat code for DNB, but don't let it become your entire mix. Use it to enhance, not to rescue a weak sample. If you're pushing it and it still doesn't punch, take a better kick. Step 4. Add a snare layer for crack and body, and keep it mono safe too. Choose a snare with mid body and a crisp top. In DNB, the snare is the leader. If the snare is right, the track feels right. Program the snare on beats 2 and 4. On the snare track, add utility and set width to 0%. Add EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's thin, gently boost around 180 to 220 Hz. If it's dull, boost around 3 to 6 kHz for crack. Optional. Add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and then bring the output down so the level stays controlled. And here's a huge beginner habit. Keep checking levels as you go. You want headroom. If everything is slamming into the red, you're not loud, you're just making your bus processing lie to you. Step 5. Time align the layers. This is where mono compatibility is actually won. If your brake and your clean layers aren't hitting at the same micro timing, you can get phase cancellation. That's when the snare suddenly loses body in mono, or the kick gets weirdly smaller. Go to arrangement view if you can, because it's easier to see. Zoom in on a snare hit. Compare the brake snare transient with your snare layers transient. Now you have two options. Option A. Nudge the brake. Use track delay on the brake track and move it in tiny steps, like minus 5 milliseconds to plus 5 milliseconds. Option B. Nudge the clean layers. Sometimes the brake groove is the whole vibe, and you want your clean snare to match it. Rule of thumb. Prioritize snare alignment first. In drum and bass, if the snare feels solid, the entire loop feels solid. Now let's add a really useful truth test for the snare. On the snare track, put a utility at the very start of the chain, before any EQ or saturation. Map phase invert left and phase invert right so you can toggle them easily. Now turn your master to mono for a moment, and flip the snare phase invert left or right one at a time. If one of those positions suddenly makes the snare sound bigger and more solid, that's a sign you had partial cancellation happening between layers. Keep the bigger sounding option. This is one of those weird little pro moves that can instantly fix a weak layered snare. Step 6. Split mono lows and stereo highs on the break. Here's the concept. Low punch should be mono and stable. High texture can be wider. That's how you get drums that feel big without falling apart. On the break track, add an auto effect rack. Name it Break Mono Safe. Create two chains. One called LOW and one called High. On the LOW chain, add EQ8 and low pass around 180 to 250 Hz. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Optionally turn it down a couple dB, because this should be subtle. But teacher note, in a live DNB, you don't even need break lows at all. If you already high pass the break around 150 Hz earlier, this LOW chain might not contribute much. And that's fine. The kick is your real low anchor. On high chain, add EQ8 and high pass around that same region, 180 to 250 Hz. If you want some width, add utility and push width gently, like 110 to 140%. Don't go crazy. If you want grit, add drum bus lightly or saturator, but keep it on the high chain so you're not smearing the low end. This rack is your clean and pro move. It's one of the safest ways to get that stereo excitement while keeping the center punch intact. Step 7. Glue the drum stack with bus processing, controlled, not squashed. On the drum bus group, add EQ8 first. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If the stack gets boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. You're not trying to flatten the drums. You're trying to make them feel like one unit. Then add a limiter as a safety, not as a loudness weapon. Set ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. If it's working too hard, turn tracks down earlier instead of letting the limiter do all the mixing. Step 8. Build a mono checking routine and make it a habit. On the master, add a utility temporarily, map the mono button so you can toggle it quickly. Now loop your drums and flip mono on and off. Listen for three main failure points. Does the snare lose body or crack? Does the kick lose weight? Does the brake get hollow or facey? If something collapses, go back to the big three fixes. Recheck alignment using track delay. Reduce width on the brake high chain. High pass the brake more aggressively so it stops fighting the kick and bass. Also, avoid stereo effects on kick and snare layers. If you want width, get it from hats, noise, room, and high brake texture. Wide transients are exciting in stereo, but they're usually the first thing to get weird in mono. Quick extra coaching point. Don't only check mono with drum solo. Add your bass and check kick plus bass together. Sometimes the drums are technically mono safe, but the kick disappears when the bass arrives because of masking and shared low energy. If that happens, you may need less brake low mid around 150 to 350 Hz, a shorter kick tail, or a tiny sidechain dip on the bass so the kick transient reads clearly. Step 9. A simple arrangement idea so this actually feels like a DNB section. Try a 16-bar drum build. Bars 1 to 4. Brake only, high passed. Maybe slightly filtered for a vibe intro. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the snare layer so the backbeat locks. Bars 9 to 16. Add the kick layer, and now you've got the full roll. At bar 16, Do a tiny break chop, like a quick 1/8 or 1/16 stutter, as a turnaround into the next section. And a classic DNB energy trick, automate width on the break high chain. For example, 110% in the build, creeping to 130 into the drop, but keep the kick and snare mono the whole time. Before we wrap, here are the common beginner mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that wreck mono fast. Don't layer two full range breaks without filtering. That's low end chaos. Don't stereo widen the whole drum bus. That destabilizes the center. Don't ignore micro timing. Even 1 to 3 milliseconds can hollow out a snare. Don't overcome press the bus. You'll lose snap and make the layers fight more. And don't rely on visuals. Use your ears and the mono toggle constantly. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can do in 10 minutes. Pick one break, one kick, one snare. High pass the break at 150 Hz. Force kick and snare to mono with utility width at 0. Now adjust snare alignment using track delay and try at least 5 different settings. Toggle master mono and find the setting where the snare is strongest and most consistent between stereo and mono. Then freeze and flatten, or resample and compare. Version A with no alignment. Version B with alignment and mono management. If version B doesn't clearly win, it usually means your break still has too much low mid clutter, or your snare transient still isn't lining up. Recap to lock it in. Mono compatibility and break layering is mostly about low-end discipline and timing alignment. Keep kick and snare mono. High pass the break so it doesn't fight the punch. If you want width, put it in the high texture, not the low punch. And make mono checking a constant habit, not a final step panic. If you tell me what kind of break you're using, like Amen, Think, Steppers, or a modern clean break, and whether it's already processed or stereo, I can suggest a starting high pass point for a top layer and a likely track delay direction that usually works for that style.